Good afternoon, and thank you all for holding. Your lines will remain on a listen-only mode throughout the duration of today's conference. I would like to remind all parties the call is now being recorded. If you have any objections, please disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to Katie Maleg. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you very much. This is Katie Maleg with the Office of Management and Budget, and I want to thank all of you for joining today's President's Management Advisory Board call. We have an opportunity today to hear about an update on the design of the administration's second-term management agenda and outline potential themes for the PMAB's work in 2014. Here at OMB, I'm joined by Beth Cobert from OMB, who we'll hear from shortly, Steve Brockelman, who's with GSA's Office of Executive Councils, and Dustin Brown, who's also with OMB. Before we begin today's meeting, I'd like to make one administrative announcement. This advisory board operates as a committee under the Federal Advisory Committee Act, or FACA, which means our discussion today will be recorded and made available on the White House website. Members of the public are also able to listen during the call. Next, we'll make some time for some introductions. As you know, this is the first meeting with our new chair, OMB's Deputy Director for Management, Beth Cobert. Beth joins OMB after nearly 30 years with McKinsey & Company, where her cross-sector consulting work provides a particularly useful foundation for her federal role. I'll turn it over to Beth for introduction.
Thank you very much, Katie. As many of you know, in recent months, OMB has seen several leadership transitions, including our director, Sylvia Matthews-Burwell, Deputy Director Brian Deese, and myself. Before joining OMB in late October, as Katie mentioned, I held multiple leadership roles within McKinsey, working with a mix of industries in the corporate, nonprofit, and some government entities on key strategic, operational, and organizational issues. I led major projects to generate performance improvements through process streamlining, enhanced customer service, improved deployment of technology, more effective marketing programs, and strengthened organizational effectiveness. Beyond that client work within McKinsey, I had multiple leadership roles largely around talent management, including recruiting, training, and performance evaluation. And these are the experiences and a very high level of excitement and commitment to public service that I am looking forward to bringing to bear in my work at OMB. Before we get into the heart of today's agenda, I'd also like to add that a focus on better management practices as a way to improve impact of the government is a belief and a commitment that's shared across the OMB leadership team. Director Burwell, Sylvia's experiences at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Walmart Foundation have helped shape her perspectives on the importance of using data, performance metrics, thinking about core processes, focusing on service, but potential for IT as key levers to drive greater impact. Themes that I'm sure that many of you share. Sylvia, Brian Deese, our deputy director, and myself are committed to working together on these issues to bring together the budget and management sides of the organization and are all very enthused about engaging with you and getting your input at how to make ourselves more effective and to bring a higher level of operating effectiveness to government. As I begin my tenure in this role, it's been a whirlwind 6.5, 7 weeks, and I'm hoping to focus on areas where we can find ways to look across multiple agencies and share best practices to have the biggest impact. I'm really looking forward to today's discussions and meeting you, and more importantly, to the ongoing dialogue that we look forward to have in the future. Before we turn to the management agenda conversation, also so we can help each other by knowing who's talking when, maybe I'd like folks to just go around, do a brief introduction, where you're from so we can all recognize the voices, and then if you have any opening thoughts, we'd be delighted to have them.
Let's start.
Sam, maybe we can start with you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Did you say Sam?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, and I was on mute, so I apologize for the delay. My name is Sam Gilliland, and I am the former chairman and CEO of Sabre, based in Dallas, Texas.
Great. Jeff?
Yes, hi. It's Jeff Kindler. I'm the former chairman and CEO of Pfizer.
Great. Gail?
Gail McGovern. I'm the president and CEO of the American Red Cross.
Shantanu?
Yeah, I'm Shantanu Narayan. I'm president and CEO of Adobe Systems.
Great. I think Enrique is the last person we have on the line today, correct? Enrique?
He may be joining in progress.
Okay. So thank you all. Great to hear your voices, and I really do look forward to meeting each of you live and in person in the coming months. And thank you also for your service to the administration and the American people. It really does make a big difference. So let me start by giving you a little bit of an update on where we are on some of the key themes of the management agenda, and then, as Katie said, what I'd like to turn to after that is a couple of areas that we've been thinking about as topics to engage with you on over the course of 2014, tell you why we're thinking about those and get your feedback. So that's a bit of our agenda for the time we have today. As you may know, in late summer, the President announced a process to outline his key management priorities for the second term. And when this group got together in the summer, I understand you talked about where we were and our emerging thinking on that. Since that time, we've been running a process here across the federal government, working with agencies, talking to individuals who led efforts around improving management effectiveness in the past across multiple administrations to try and gather ideas and recommendations on the ways to enhance federal management. This design effort is still underway, and it's certainly been a focus of mine in the less than 2 months that I've been getting started in terms of pulling this together and thinking about priorities. We're still working through many of the details to shape the agenda and set the specific actions that we'll be working on, but I wanted to bring you up to date on where we've been and where we think we're going in terms of how we're shaping this. Throughout the process, we've really focused on four core broad themes as the pillars of the second term management agenda: effectiveness, efficiency, economic growth, and people and culture. And our work has been to identify things that we can take on across agencies and within agencies against each of those pillars. For us, these will be really the kinds of things that can make a difference in terms of government performance and meet our aspiration of having actions that will be tangible and measurable in terms of our impact and can make a difference to the American people and to American business. One of the first of these is around effectiveness, improving how the federal government delivers service to the public, both through the use of technology as well as through better processes as a way to increase our effectiveness. And we'll come back to this service theme as one of the things we want to focus on with you in the coming year. It's really important for us to set our aspirations high in terms of the level of service the federal government provides and get it to a standard that's comparable to what people experience in the rest of their external lives. Another area is continuing to find ways to eliminate waste and finding operational savings in programs, processes, and systems to build efficiency. That's the efficiency thing. And we'll come back and talk about what we're trying to do across that, particularly in some things that cut across government. The third, around economic growth, is taking steps to ensure that the government is enhancing economic growth, including ways to continue to open up government data to help create new businesses or create new opportunities for existing businesses, and to include other efforts we have in place like speeding up and improving the effectiveness of the federal permitting process to enable things that can really promote jobs and the economy move at a faster pace. And finally, in a theme we heard a great deal about in our conversations with people here across agencies, with individuals who worked on government reforms in the past, is investing and focusing on how the government can attract, develop, and retain a first-class federal workforce that will enable us to really deliver successfully in the 21st century and to try and bring the best and brightest to service in government. As we thought about these themes, we all are also doing this in the context of a world where we know fiscal constraints will continue. And so it's really more important than ever that we integrate our management efforts with our budget processes and delivery of government services. What we're trying to do in this agenda is ensure that taxpayer dollars are spent wisely and that we're really getting the value of those dollars. Each of these themes, as I've probably described them to you, are quite broad in scope. Many of them build on past efforts from the first term and from previous administrations. But for us, the focus has been trying to say, what are the pieces that we have in place that we can build on, and how do we set our priorities going forward and build in new initiatives where it makes sense? We're still in the process of gathering this input from stakeholders within the government, from stakeholders in Congress, from external experts. And so I want to just stop there and say we're working through this. I know we've had some of this discussion in the past, but I wanted to pause and see if there are any questions or comments from any of you. So in terms of our timing, just so you know where we're going, we've been in what we've been calling here the design phase for actually a little bit longer, probably a little bit longer than, frankly, we would have liked. The shutdown, among other things, got a little bit in our way. But we're trying to focus in the new year to pivot to implementation. And one of the things that I've been focused on in working with the team here is thinking about how we integrate this agenda and the specific things we're going to go after with the overall government performance management framework that exists through the GPR Modernization Act, where agencies are required to articulate specific quantifiable goals for improved performance, make those goals transparent to the public, and track their performance. There's also a process for creating cross-agency priority goals, and we're going to have the initiatives or the management agenda reflected in those. Again, for us, creating that measurability and that accountability will be really important as we think about how we drive to make a difference. And finally, as we think about these goals, we're also trying to think about what are the things we can do in the near term, as well as creating the basis for follow-on initiatives and longer-term success. As we've been starting to articulate these themes for the management agenda, there's a couple areas that we thought about as opportunities to try and focus the PMAD's engagement in the coming year. I know in the past we've taken advantage of the advice you've offered around topics like IT management, executive development, strategic sourcing. And as we thought about the agenda for the PMAD in 2014, what we were trying to construct were a couple of places where we could be focused enough so we can get some really quality and in-depth input, and areas where we thought that there would be particular lessons that we can learn from your own experiences in running companies and driving performance in your own organizations. The two topics that we thought about, and again, this is where we'd like to get some feedback and comments from you. One is around customer service, and the second is around creating a culture of effectiveness and engagement with employees. Those relate to the pillars around effectiveness and the first-class federal workforce we talked about in the management agenda. So let me take a minute and talk about each of those and pose a couple of questions to you. Customer service, a topic near and dear to my own heart, and one where in the federal sector we sometimes don't have the same discipline of alternative providers. We are the only provider. And so finding ways to think about how we really raise the bar on ourselves. How can we foster great systems and great processes? How can we foster feedback on how we're doing and where we need to make improvements? And we also feel like we are at a place where the bar that we need to meet from the expectations of citizens, from the expectations of businesses, is not that we do it better than the government did it yesterday, but we do it in the same level of quality, effectiveness, speed, care, responsiveness that organizations like yours and others can deliver on a day-to-day basis. And so we're trying to think about how we raise the bar on ourselves with a particular focus on making sure we are more user-centric, starting with the customer back and how we think about things, how we think about building metrics that are appropriate for the kinds of processes and customer service interactions we have here, and how do we think about building accountability into the system, accountability for the folks who are leading these efforts so that they really can deliver and that we can hold ourselves accountable for getting things better on a continuous and ongoing basis. With that framing, I'd love to get just pause for a minute and get your initial take in terms of this topic of addressing service. How do you think about the elements that might be most important for us to focus on? And reflecting on your own experiences, I know all the organizations that you're part of think that service and the way you deliver to your customers is clearly important and a critical experience with your enterprises.
Beth, it's Sam. Maybe the first question that comes to mind is just around focus, and I'm curious as to how you think about this. This is a pretty broad topic,
yep.
And so it can cover kind of all facets of customer touch points. How would you think about where we might focus our energies more specifically, so that we could develop some approaches which would drive success maybe in a focused area that could then be broadened, kind of franchised out to other areas. How have you thought about where we might focus? Because it's a very broad topic, and certainly it's a lofty goal to kind of take us from where we are today to being at, you know, kind of market market benchmark capabilities.
So let me respond to that, and I'll let others weigh in. I think in terms of both our own efforts and where we, at least I've been thinking that the President's Management Advisory Board might be able to help us, I thought about two different things, but we're still in formulation, so your input's helpful here. One is helping us think about how to define metrics for the different kinds of processes that we have in the government where we're trying to raise service standards. So specifically leveraging people's own experiences and how they've used metrics effectively, I think can help us get some good tangible examples of the kinds of metrics that might make sense as we look across different processes. And then the owners of those processes have something to measure against. So one place is using metrics, developing metrics, getting them embedded would be one topic within service. We can then understand our starting point, and I agree with you that we have set a high bar here. A second place, as we're thinking about the second-term management agenda, and one we're still working through, is ourselves picking not every process in government, but a few to focus on ourselves in terms of cross-agency approaches, creating tools that are reusable. And so another place where, as we refine that list, and we really are trying to make it a list of things that's shorter than one hand, actually having you collectively help us on those specific processes and the analogies to those processes maybe in your own businesses. So it'd be sort of the metrics conversation might be one, and then as we tee up specific processes to work on, trying to get you to help us focus on that handful, and then we can try and think about the lessons learned that come out of that. So that's at least one idea for how we focus.
Okay.
So can I also chime in there, because I had the same question that Sam did. This is Gail. I feel like even the word metrics along with customer service across all these agencies might still be a bit broad, and I haven't thought this through, but I throw it out for future consideration.
No.
Maybe we take one agency with one set of customer service activities and figure out how to improve the level of customer service, because so many of your agencies are totally different from each other, and the scope is still, as Sam said, very, very broad. And I think where this advisory board has been most successful in the past is when there's a clearly defined challenge that is maybe a level or two more specific than something as broad as even setting metrics for customer service, because they could be radically different depending on the function that you're providing.
Yep. So I what I'm hearing from both of you is as we get our priorities focused on sort of which processes and places we're going to focus on first, getting you to target at that narrow set and focusing on those specific ones versus doing everything that cuts across at a high level. That's the theme from both of you, and that's really helpful. I'd agree, by the way.
That captures my feeling. I don't know if it captures Sam's or my colleagues, but you said it well, Beth, as far as, you know, my belief is concerned.
Yeah, and that is what I was getting at, Gail, so I appreciate your further elaboration on it.
Thoughts from anyone else on this one?
Well, Beth, this is Sean Nguyen. First, we look forward to working with you. I think as a team, the Management Advisory Board has always felt like if we can clearly visualize what success looks like and have a clear articulation of that, then we're using the contributions of this team to make sure that we're working towards that goal. So I think the themes that you hear earlier, which I agree with, is let's make sure we visualize when we are successful with this. What does that mean? What does that mean in terms of what the experience might be for customers? What does it mean in terms of which agencies we take on? What does it mean in terms of, really just visualizing success? Because I think you'll find this group is very results-oriented, and we want to make sure that the time that we spend on this has the impact that we think it should have.
Thanks. No, I am all for that one, so yes. Yeah, and I think part of this, to be fair, we are sort of in the midst. One of the things that I've been trying to do since my arrival is within these four themes that we talked about earlier is to try and get us quite focused here on what are the things we're going to work on first, right, within those themes, all of which are quite broad, right? What are the specific agencies or the specific processes we're going to take on? What are the specific activities? We've talked about things, themes in the past about shared services. We come back and we say where. And we're honestly still in the midst of formulating that. But I think as we take that and get ourselves organized around what we're going to try and deliver sooner versus later, the ability to then take your input and get it focused on those tangible things as we've narrowed our agenda will be really helpful. We're just a little bit ahead of the game in sort of getting that formalized, but not, and I, so I think this is consistent with our bias around trying to get tangible and specific and not just have big themes. So.
This is Shantanu again. We had also discussed at our prior meeting a couple of other potential agenda items, and I'm wondering, what happened to some of those, whether it was looking at facilities, of the government across different regions to try and understand whether there were some cost savings associated with it. I know we had discussed an area of innovation when Steve was involved. Maybe you could give an update on sort of through this transition, what we are looking at with respect to the other areas that were identified there.
So we have continued to do some work, and we can come back with an update on facilities and an overall effort here, in fact, around what we've called this freeze the footprint, which is just a way of describing what we're trying to do in terms of both making sure we aren't growing the federal footprint, but also having the kind of facilities we need that are cost-effective and reflect the way that work is done today. So that work continues, and we can give you an update on that when we get together. The theme about innovation and fostering innovation, I'll come back to in a minute, because as one of the other topics that we've been working through, and part of this is this, and again, it will come off as really broad, so apologies for that, but we are going to get through to the key elements of it. This is about how we change the culture, which relates to the people theme, to get, a group of, to increase the performance focus, the willingness to be innovative in some of those kinds of things, embedded in the workforce here, and that's a little bit where that one comes back. But in terms of the transition, Steve and I have spent lots of time together making sure that that input, we know what that input is, we're continuing to act on it, and providing the follow-up on that when we all get together is something we'd be happy to do.
Okay, thank you.
So if I... Maybe I can synthesize, but if other folks who are on the phone want to just make sure I haven't lost you. On customer service, what I've heard is good topic, aspirational goal, getting our work with you and our work here, I would add, focused on going from the concept to a level of specificity where you can really work with us on some tangible things. Would be something in that frame could be a good way to spend some time together. And I know we would benefit from it.
I think that, this is Gail, I think that captures it. To just echo what Shantanu said, the more tangible and well-defined the problem is, as well as the end state you're trying to achieve, the more effective we are as a group. You know, if you could frame out the problem, it would, I believe it would make a world of difference. So I think you summarized it well.
Oh, and we'll come back at the end to next steps. One of the reasons we're going to talk about why we've actually, I wanted to move the interaction with this group back to sort of the springtime, was because I want to make sure we've got something framed up for you, which means both finishing our prioritization process here and then coming back to you with something, again, as you've described, structured and tangible, where you can really give us specific input. And it will take us a little bit of time to do that. And hence our desire to say, let's do this in the spring versus sort of, I think we originally had a date in January. And as I just looked at my bar and our bar for making sure we're using your time well, I wasn't sure we'd be ready in January. And so, therefore, I wanted to be I thought we were much better off having a more in-depth and meaty conversation in the spring than one that was at a high level in January, hence the why the January date came off, in case you were wondering. So I'm all for tangibility.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Let me talk a little bit about the second topic. By the way, I think we'll get some of the same feedback about make this tangible, and so your input on places where you could do that is really helpful. Again, as we've had the conversations here about the second-term management agenda, as we're thinking about what we want to do about performance, enormous amount of feedback, as I said earlier, about the criticality of the federal workforce to any of the things we want to get done. Having them engaged, figuring out ways to do that, and figuring out how to do that in a climate which, you know, again, has been a very tough one for the workforce here between multiple years of pay freezes, furloughs, government shutdowns. It has taken its toll, and part of our effort is to think about how we can engage in that light. As you may know, we're the federal employees actually for a number of years now have participated in what's called the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, FEVS, which is a very specific tool, not unlike some employee engagement surveys you might have in your organization, that helps pinpoint specific areas for agencies and work units to address. And we now have the ability not just to use this at the level of the overall workforce, but to actually use it as a tool that managers can have to drill down to the level of an actual operating unit, understand the perspective of their employees about work and about the work they're doing, employee engagement, to be able to compare themselves to peer groups that actually face, frankly, the same similar kinds of challenges in terms of the external context, but are managing to find ways to actually deliver better performance, better engagement, better experience for the people working there. And so one of the things we want to do is take advantage of this. This is a very valuable tool that we have here, and thinking about how we use it and other things to really engage the workforce and think about this topic of culture and performance and a focus on how we can improve that across the government, recognizing that the starting point for each agency is quite different. These results actually get published every year, and you can see massive differences between different kinds of agencies and agencies who really made a difference in their performance through focused leadership efforts. And so one of the places, again, where we do need to get more specific, but if I thought about a thematic area, is learning and benefiting from everyone's experiences, engaging your own workforce in building a culture of excellence. How do you do that? What are the things you can do to share best practices? How can we think about actions that can happen at both the leadership and down the organization, and finding ways to engage employees, because we do believe that better engagement leads to better performance and better outcomes and all those kinds of things. So wanted to pause there again. I know I've just given you a high-level description of a really big problem. I'm guessing the first piece of feedback will be make it more tangible. I agree. But would love to get your thoughts around this whole issue of culture and employee engagement as another topic to get a focus on, but to engage on with this group.
So may I ask a question? Is there a, could you drive a Mack truck between the best ones and the worst ones, or is it, you know, just shades of gray? Is there somebody there that really seems to have figured out best practices in their agency and has great scores, or is it across the board kind of malaise?
There is actually quite a wide variation in performance. And I was just actually, there's a group called the Partnership for Public Service that does a bunch of analysis of this data. It's a nonprofit that looks at this every year. One of the people who've ended up on the top every year is NASA, consistently moving to the top. But there's other organizations that have made, they cut the data, and you get sort of 30 percentage point differences between the tops and the bottoms. So there is actually quite a big span. If you look at the top quartile and the bottom quartile, there is a big spread. I know we looked at one agency, and we looked at actually a particular operating unit that operates across the country, and it was about 30, 40 points between the same people doing the same work but in different physical locations in terms of top quartile and the bottom quartile. So there is a pretty big spread.
Yeah, I think this is Sam. My maybe a comment and then a question. So in the last term of the PMAB, we had worked on a performance appraisal, a new performance appraisal system, which I think is in various stages of implementation as we speak. And so that was one thing that we did. And then I know there were a number of us that participated in and even presented at some of these training, I don't know if you'd call them training sessions, but certainly large groups of folks, and I'm going to forget the nomenclature now, but it's part of the
SES.
Senior executive. SES, where we had the opportunity to lay out some of what we saw as best practices in the private sector for engaging employees, and there were a variety of topics. How are you envisioning this as differentiated from some of the work that we've done there? Where are you thinking that we would focus next? It's sounding like a much broader, much deeper view of how we might focus on a culture of excellence than simply the engagement we had with the SCS. But I'm curious again. It's a little bit more of this focus question. Again, we've done some things historically working on the PMAB. What would you see going forward that's differentiated from some of the work that we've already done?
Sure. So a couple things to follow up then. We continue to leverage the work that you've done on the SES, and again, we can talk to you about that when we get together for longer.
Okay.
We are continuing to build on that as we think about the second-term management agenda. So when we get together in person, we can describe more of the specifics, but you should feel that work has actually gone to a very good place, and part of what we're thinking about is how do we continue to both take those ideas but also make sure that they're really implemented more broadly across government as we think about the second-term management agenda. So that has actually had a home, and it is moving forward.
Okay.
When we get together, I will put that as well as the facility thing on the list of sort of things to bring you up to speed on.
So
I'd say this is a little bit different from that in terms of that was focused on a particular and very critical cohort, but this is a different question in terms of how do we think about engaging the workforce more broadly. Now, clearly, that kind of leadership cadre makes a big difference in how the workforce is engaged, right?
Sure.
But it is a slightly different question, complementary but to the other. The broader culture of excellence question, how do we use top leadership to do that? How do we think about driving accountability around this? So, again, related to the other, the SES is a component. I think this one, the target, it's just the broader workforce in terms of, rather than the more focused SES effort, which, again, continues.
Okay. Well, again, this is another one where I would just say the extent to which, and this is, I think you're hearing this in much of our commentary on this call, I think the extent to which you can lay out for us what you see as the goal, and we can focus our efforts and make it work well in one agency as an example, and then with the hope that we can expand the programs to the other agencies, that would be great.
Yeah. And a couple ideas that we were thinking about, but again, and we'll come back and work this through. I think there's a question about the role that top leadership plays and how your actions and what you do to help send signals and do this, because I think we've got a question about how we engage senior leadership, the agency leadership, the overall leadership with the broad workforce. That's one question. I think another, to the extent that you use anything that is akin to some version of an employee viewpoint index, there's lots of versions of these I know from my prior life. How do you help create best practices? How do you help facilitate this best practice sharing? And we can also, again, one way to do this might be to have a case study of one agency that's thinking about what they're trying to do to gain improvements and have you help them think about what to do in their specific context. That might be one way. But this question about how do you take the dispersion that exists in every organization and spread practices from one place to the next. That would be mm-hmm. another topic that I think would be helpful to us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Beyond the focus questions, which I, again, you're preaching to the choir here, any other thoughts on those? Those are at least or topics from the conversations you've had in the past where bringing you back up to speed, letting you know where we've made progress and how we used ideas. I've heard about innovation in real estate, the SES one for sure. Are there others? We can go back through the list, but if there's other particular things that you've got interest in, that will be helpful to us as we start to orchestrate and think about when we get together next.
Well, it may be a good idea to just step back and look at each of the projects that we were assigned to, from the SES leadership to the performance appraisals to the strategic sourcing, every one of them, and just give us a sense of, very quickly where they are, what the outcomes were, just so that we're back up to speed. Because some of those, I don't know if we can check them off the list or, we did all we could do. And then if you could, to Sam and Shantanu's point, just lay out what you expect these next two
yep.
to ultimately look like, I think it would be a big help.
So we are happy to do that. And, in fact, we will come back to you with the list because we continue to work each of those. I actually had a meeting on strategic sourcing yesterday. So we are happy to come back to you with that as well as a pretty well orchestrated view of how we get the sessions going. My bias at this point would be beyond the updates on where these are and given how, each of these topics of customer service and organizational excellence are so broad, we'd probably focus each session on one of those versus dividing it into too many pieces. That'll help with the focus and let us go deeper. We'll do that. My sense is we have to decide here at our end which one we think we're more ripe to do first, but we can work through that. And that's very helpful, and we will get back to you on each of these because we have specific things that are, in fact, underway coming out of the ideas that surfaced in the conversations, and we're happy to share.
Good.
Good.
So, sorry, somebody was about to speak.
I think both Sam and I said good and okay.
Good, okay. We like that. We like good and okay. Any other thoughts? Otherwise, I might just sort of take us to next steps, where we're going, and maybe I'd even give you 15 minutes or 10 minutes back on your calendars. I know that you've got plenty of things you could use them for. So This is really helpful. We're going to take this input. We'll start planning things. We've already started working with your offices around dates for the spring. And in addition, and to the OMB transitions mentioned earlier, we've had some turnover in this group, as you know, and one of the things we're also going to be doing, which is why we want to have a meeting in the spring, is reviewing our needs, thinking about these topics in particular and the management agenda, and therefore trying to best shape the President's Management Advisory Board to be aligned with those efforts, including potentially sort of thinking about the group, adding some members as we go. Don't need to do it today, but I'd welcome any recommendations you have about individuals who you think could be really helpful, particularly with the focus on these topics, and who might have an interest in trying to contribute to the debate here and help us against these goals we have about taking and leveraging your knowledge and the knowledge of your peers in the private sector to improve the way the government operates and the way we manage ourselves more effectively. So, again, give it some thought. I'd be welcome to any ideas. You can send me an email or give me a call, and we can figure that out as we go forward.
Sounds good. Hi, this is Enrique. I was listening, and I didn't have an open line. I just want to make one comment to add to what was being said about the previous initiatives. One thing to consider is before we spin up the two new initiatives, which I think sound great, you may want to consider a couple things. One, there's probably a lot of progress still to be made on some of the others, because I know, like, with a specific issue we worked on, which was improper payments, which I know you'll give us a readout on, I know there was a lot more to do. You know, strategic sourcing, again, I think there's a lot more to do. And so one thing you may want to consider, besides just giving us the readout and taking on two new initiatives, is maybe we look at the group and say, some of the group will work on the new initiative, and some of the group will stay helping make sure that we just over-deliver on some of the previous initiatives. And because I think there's so much good stuff that we've gotten started, I just like to believe that there's a lot, I think there's a lot more that we can get out of those initiatives that we've already done a lot of work on. And so one thing to consider is, do we put some people on the new initiative, or one or two of them, and then leave a small group, one or two people, still helping to get more value out of the previous one?
That's very helpful, and it's particularly helpful because we are, just to be clear, we are continuing to work on those within the frame of efficiency, for example. Accelerating our progress on strategic sourcing is something that we are spending a lot of time thinking about. So that's an interesting model to think through. But just rest assured here, those things, we aren't dropping those. I have no desire to, like, stop the old ones and create the new. There is a in some ways, it takes a long time to get momentum. And so now that we've gotten some momentum on some of those things, we want to actually make sure we accelerate it. We're very committed to doing that. Great. Very helpful. Logistics-wise, we're going to, again, look for a meeting in the spring. We're working on calendars to make that happen, both to have people on board and equally and probably more importantly, make sure that we're really ready to engage you in a highly productive way. So we will be in touch between now and then, and any further thoughts, Enrique, like yours, on how we can best use our time together. I know how valuable all of your time is, and we are incredibly grateful that you are willing to commit it to us and to helping advance the goals here and support what we can do as a government to do better by our citizens, to get our money for our taxpayers' dollars. Any questions or other thoughts? Otherwise, I think, at least from our side, we've gotten some very clear and specific feedback from you, which is what we were looking for today.
Sam, no questions here. I look forward to working with you.
No, thank you.
No questions here as well. Happy holidays.
Okay, so happy holidays to everybody. I am really excited to working with all of you. As we embark here, and I embark on my my role, it's certainly a challenging one. As I told most people I've spoken to, my impression after 6 weeks is there's frankly lots of great stuff going on as people are really working hard to make government more effective, and there's also an equally large opportunity to continue to do more. And those are the things that get me excited about having taken on this role and working with you together on this. So thank you very much. I hope everybody has a great holiday, a little time off to relax, safe travels if you're going somewhere, and we look forward to working with you in 2014.
Thank you.
Great, great. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, and this does conclude today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.